Welcome to the Ghost Note Playbook for Ableton Live 12, built for jungle and old-school DNB vibes using stock devices only. This is one of those techniques that can completely change how a bassline feels, because in drum and bass, the bass is not just there to be heavy. It has to dance with the break. It has to leave space, answer the drums, and create that nervous, rolling energy that makes a tune feel alive. Ghost Notes are perfect for that, because they let you add movement without stuffing the mix full of non-stop low-end. So the big idea here is simple. We're going to build two bass jobs, not just two sounds. One track will be the sub. That is the weight. That is the certainty. Clean. Mono. Stable. The second track will be the ghost bass layer. That is the attitude. The motion. The little muted pickups, off-grid nudges, tiny answers after the snare, and those sneaky low stabs that make the groove feel dangerous. Let's start by setting up the foundation. Create two MIDI tracks. On the first one, load operator. Use a sine wave. Keep it simple. This is your sub, so you do not want anything flashy fighting for attention down there. Put utility after it and make sure the width is set to 0% so the low end stays dead center and solid. On the second MIDI track, load waveatable or operator. This is the ghost layer, so it can have more character in the mids. If you use waveatable, start with a saw or square style sound, or something that feels a bit old school and analog. Keep the unison low, maybe one or two voices max. We are not trying to make a giant supersaw. We are trying to make a bass that can speak in short, rhythmic phrases. Now before we do any fancy ghosting, write a plain root note bassline first. This is important. A lot of people jump straight into busy patterns, but in DNB that usually backfires. The drums need a clear relationship with the bass. So start with an 8-bar loop, and place only the main notes. Think strong beats, kick pockets, and a few carefully chosen pickups. Keep the sub notes longer at first. Hold the root for half a bar or a full bar where it feels right. Let it sit. Let it breathe. A good starting mindset is this. The sub should sound almost boring on its own, and that is a compliment. If the sub is doing its job properly, it gives you a rock-solid floor to build on top of. Once that foundation feels good against the break, it is time for the ghost layer. Now we start adding the little details that make this style come alive. On the ghost bass track, program short notes. Very short. Think 1/16th to 1/8th note lengths. Keep the velocities lower than the main notes. A useful range might be around 25 to 75, depending on how much accent you want. These notes should not shout. They should hint. They should feel implied. A great trick is to place a ghost note just before a main hit, or right after a snare. That tiny moment of response can completely change the groove. It creates that classic question and answer feeling that you hear in jungle and old school DNB. The drums ask a question, and the bass answers back. Try this kind of shape in a 4-bar phrase, main note on beat 1, tiny pickup before beat 2, another main note on beat 3, then a short ghost stab on the end of 3, and maybe a little turnaround right at the end of the bar. Keep it simple. We are not trying to write a melody in the normal sense. We are programming rhythm with pitch. Now let's shape the ghost tone so it sounds muted, percussive, and useful. If you are using waveatable, start with a low-pass filter. Bring the cutoff down so the sound is not too bright. Something in the 150 to 500 Hz range is a good ballpark, depending on the patch. Add a bit of resonance, but not too much. You want it to speak, not whistle. Then shape the amp envelope. Fast attack, short decay, low sustain, and a short release. This makes the ghost notes feel like little bass stabs instead of a full second bass line. After the synth, add saturator. A little bit of drive goes a long way here. You are not trying to destroy the sound, just rough it up enough so it reads on smaller speakers and gets a bit of attitude. Soft clip on. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB if needed, then level match the output. Next, use EQ8. High pass the ghost layer if it is stepping on the sub. You may want to cut low energy somewhere around 70 to 120 Hz. If the tone is getting harsh, look for scratchy upper mids and ease them back a little. And if the layer feels too thin, you can carefully add a bit of body in the 120 to 250 Hz zone, but only if it is not fighting the sub. This is the key lesson here. The ghost layer is not supposed to replace the sub. It is supposed to make the sub feel more animated. Now let's talk about timing, because this is where the vibe really starts to happen. Ghost notes in jungle and old school DNB work because they lean into the break. They do not just sit on the grid like a robot. Use the groove pool if you want a bit of swing. Keep it subtle though. You do not need a huge shuffle. Even a small amount can make the line feel more human and more broken beat. Try somewhere between 10 and 35% if it helps. Also, do not be afraid of micro-timing. A slightly early note can create urgency. A slightly late note can feel heavier and fatter. Use that very sparingly, but it is a powerful trick. If everything is perfectly quantized, the line can start feeling stiff. And stiffness is not what we want in a jungle drop. A really good coaching rule here is, ghost notes should feel strongest when the drums are playing. If you solo the ghost layer and it sounds like the hook, it is probably too busy. It should feel like movement underneath a groove, not like a lead part. Now let's make sure the whole bass system sits correctly in the mix. Group the sub and ghost tracks into a bass group. On the bass group, add a compressor and sidechain it from the kick. Keep it gentle. You are just making room for the kick to breathe, not smashing the life out of the groove. A fast attack, moderate release, and only a little gain reduction is usually enough. On the sub track, keep things clean. Utility for mono, maybe a little EQ if needed, and that is it. Do not overprocess the sub. The cleaner it is, the more freedom you have above it. On the ghost layer, you can be a little more expressive. You might add drum bus if you want extra bite, or auto filter if you want to automate movement across the phrase. Just remember, processing should help the rhythm, not flatten it. Now comes the arrangement part, which is where a loop starts feeling like a tune. A strong ghost note system should evolve over 4-bar and 8-bar sections. You do not want the exact same motion forever. That gets predictable fast. So try this approach. In the first 4 bars, keep the ghost pattern restrained and the filter a little closed. In bars 5 to 8, add one extra note per bar or open the filter a bit more. That gives the drop a lift. Then in the next section, maybe remove a few notes to create tension. Sometimes less is harder. Then bring the full pattern back with a brighter filter and maybe one octave jump or a slightly stronger turnaround note. That kind of call and response arrangement is classic DNB energy. It keeps the line moving without overloading the ear. And here is a really important old school lesson. Let the bass answer the break, not just exist over it. If the break hits a snare roll, leave a tiny pocket and put the bass answer just after it. If the drums do a fill, leave space, then hit with a short ghost stab. Those gaps matter. Bass is part of the groove. Silence is part of the bass line. A lot of newer producers try to make bass lines impressive by making them busy. But in jungle and old school DNB, often the most powerful move is the opposite. Pull one note out. Delay one response. Let the drums speak first. Then hit back. If you want to make the ghost notes more human, use velocity like performance, not just volume. Softer notes can also be mapped to filter amount or envelope depth, so the synth itself responds differently. That makes the ghosting feel real, not just quieter. Also, use note length creatively. A 1/16th note can feel like a tiny percussive hit. A slightly longer 1/8th note can feel like a low growl. Same pitch, completely different attitude, just by changing duration. Now let's cover some common mistakes, because these are the things that usually trip people up. First, do not make the ghost notes too loud. They are called ghost notes for a reason. If they become the main event, the groove gets crowded and the bass loses its mystery. Second, do not let the ghost layer carry too much sub. Keep the true low end on its own track. If the ghost layer is muddy, high pass it and move on. Third, do not overfill the pattern. In DNB, empty space is not wasted space. It is where the drums breathe and where the next hit gets its impact. Fourth, do not stare at or widen the low end. Keep the sub mono. If you want width, do it in the mid-bass only. Fifth, do not overcompress everything. You want control, not a lifeless block of audio. For heavier or darker DNB, there are a few extra tricks worth trying. You can duplicate the ghost track and make a darker, quieter version underneath it. That can add depth without making the pattern obvious. You can also push saturation only in the mids, which helps the bass stay audible on smaller speakers without bloating the sub. Another good move is to accent the turnaround note at the end of the phrase. In darker tunes, that last note before the loop repeats can be the most important one. And if you really want to level up, try resampling the ghost bass to audio once the pattern is working. Then chop it, edit it, and rearrange little fills directly in audio. Ableton makes that super fast, and it can lead to much more interesting one-off switch-ups. Here is a quick practice move you can do right now. Build a 2-bar loop, put in a basic drum break and kick. Write a simple sub on root notes only. Then add a ghost bass track with maybe 4 to 6 short notes total. Vary the velocity so at least 2 of the notes are clearly softer. Add saturator and auto filter to the ghost layer. Sidechain the bass lightly to the kick. Then make a second version that is more sparse, darker, and less active. Compare them. The goal is to ask yourself, which one sits more naturally inside a jungle or DNB drop? Usually the answer is the one that leaves more room for the break, while still talking back at the right moments. So let's wrap this up. Think in two jobs, not two sounds. The sub gives you weight and certainty. The ghost layer gives you attitude and motion. Keep the sub mono, clean, and simple. Keep the ghost notes short, low in velocity, and rhythmically smart. Use stock Ableton devices like Operator, Wave Eatable, Saturator, Auto Filter, EQ8, Utility, Drum Bus, and Compressor to shape the relationship. And most importantly, make the bass interact with the break instead of fighting it. That is the Rebel Jungle lesson here. The best ghost note bass lines do not just sound busy. They sound alive. They sound like they know exactly when to speak and when to get out of the way.